This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
This is Father Patrick Mary Briscoe, the editor-in-chief of Alatea.org, and today I want to tell you about St. Enda of Arran. Enda of Arran. Enda of Arran was one of the fathers of Irish monasticism. So Irish monasticism made a kind of cultural appearance in the U.S. anyways a few years ago when Star Wars debuted The Force Awakens, because the famous scene of Skellig Michael, or of St. Michael's Monastery, that featured so prominently in the movie, it kind of brought to the forefront this ancient sense of Irish Christian prayer, Irish monasticism. Well, Enda of Arran, the father of Irish monasticism, his work predates even the monastery at Skellig Michael. So who is Saint Enda? According to legend, Enda was an Irish prince who succeeded his father as king of Oriel and Ulster. He converted to Christianity due to the influence of his sister, who was an abbess. Through his sister's influence, her prayers, her efforts, he decided to give up his dreams of glory. St. Enda, therefore, pursued not conquest, but he studied for the priesthood. After taking monastic vows and being ordained, he was given land in the barren Arran Islands to build a monastery. There, Enda established a new monastic community that would become the home to many Irish saints. For that reason, he has come to be called the Patriarch, or the Father of Irish monks. Enda died about the year 530. The monastery that he built flourished until the time of the Viking invasions. Eventually, it was dismantled by Oliver Cromwell's soldiers in the 1650s, and the stones were taken from the monastery and used for fortifications. Today, in the Arran Islands, only scattered ruins remain. Jesus tells us in the Gospels, "If anyone wishes to follow me, let him deny himself." St. Augustine of Hippo reminds us that this is not a command for virgins to obey and brides to ignore, for widows but not for married women, for monks but not for married men, or for the clergy but not for lay people. No, says St. Augustine, the whole church, the entire body, all the members in their distinct and varied functions must follow Christ. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, that amid the uncertainties of the world, we may cling with all our hearts to the things of heaven. For through the Abbot Blessed Enda, you have given us a model of evangelical perfection. Saint Enda of Arran, pray for us.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
Here is another update from Father Patrick Mary Briscoe, our editor-in-chief, who is currently helping the Ukrainians who are fleeing to Poland. He writes, "To the people who are asking where is the church, the answer is this, welcoming and giving aid to these Ukrainian refugees. Last night, my Dominican brother and I stayed with other Dominican friars we know in Poland, and again the brothers were hosting refugees. But here, there was a special connection. Parishioners from the Dominican Church here are physicians or otherwise connected to local hospitals. The parishioners contacted the Dominicans asking for help. The issue was several Ukrainian families who have arrived to Poland with children who are being treated for cancer need help. When they are receiving chemotherapy or other treatments, mothers and children can stay in the local hospital. However, in between treatments, the mothers and children need someplace to stay, since traveling to and from can be so difficult with young, sick children. The Dominican community has opened their doors to these families. They have several guest rooms on the first floor of the priory. That's what Dominicans call their monasteries, which make it easy for families with children who use wheelchairs to come and go from the hospital, which is not far from the priory. In Poland, many are asking, where is the church during this Ukrainian refugee crisis? The initial data from the Secretariat of the Conference of Major Superiors of Male Religious States that 3,064 people, including 1,362 children fleeing the war in Ukraine, have found shelter in men's religious homes in Poland. This is incredible.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
Father Michael Rainier tells Alatea, "It would stretch the truth to the breaking point to claim that I'm a good person." Father says, "I'm okay, I guess." Father admits that most of the time his day is arranged to a shocking degree along the lines of what's convenient. He avoids arguments because it's more pleasant than yelling. He's nice because he wants people to be nice in return. If he does the right thing, it's more out of a sense of duty than an internal commitment that urges goodness for the sake of goodness. Here, he's not bragging about moral ineptitude, as though he was some sort of remorseless supervillain. Father Michael wants us to really think of other people first. He wants us to be unrelentingly generous, kind, and thoughtful. He wants the virtue of goodness to take hold within us and motivate our actions without compromise. And that is what Lent is for. Lent is a time to get serious about emotional and spiritual health, to take up the Lenten disciplines of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, of praying, of restraint, and of generosity, to hope that the changes become permanent. Father Michael says, in his experience, the vast majority of us, when asked, will claim we're pretty good people. He says, from this perspective, the response makes sense. After all, we aren't evil dictators or serial killers. We've made our share of mistakes, says Father Michael, sure, but who hasn't? He insists, though, that from another perspective, it's entirely incorrect for any one of us to claim that we're good. We all make mistakes. We make mistakes every day. We do and say things that, while it might not seem a huge deal, if we were to take a long and hard look at ourselves, we do and say things that ought to concern us. Being truly honest to goodness good on a daily, consistent basis in every interaction is well nigh impossible. Father Michael himself says, "As I examine my own life and come to grips with yet another failure, I wonder why it's so difficult. Why is it such a struggle to be good?" According to Father Michael, it's pride that plays such a huge role. Pride eases us into self-delusion. It whispers in our ear that our intentions were good, our motives pure, our mistakes not so big. And in this way, pride deceives us.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Alatea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.